Music. Life. Style. Lifestyle. Music. All come alive with Ian Scholes, your guide to popular culture. And now, here's Ian.
Let me tell you about comedy. There are two kinds of comedy, sophomoric and sophisticated. Sophomoric comedy is two fraternity guys howling at the moon and pouring beer in each other's heads. Sophisticated comedy is two guys in tuxedos talking about theater and pouring Dom Perignon in each other's heads. This is the basic dichotomy Bergson failed to perceive when he wrote his famous essay on the mechanics of laughter. Now, I've never read the essay, but I do know we don't laugh at a joke because it's funny. We laugh because that's what we're supposed to do. Look at the past. Chaplin, Keaton, the anarchy of the Marx Brothers, so much admired by psychotic French aesthetes of the 30s. Then we moved into chimpanzee jokes, funny dogs, Doris Day, bedroom humor, Little Willie jokes, mommy jokes, cartoons of outhouses and desert islands, men reeling down the street at 3 a.m. with X's over their eyes, spilling martinis when their battle axe wives hit them over the head with rolling pins. And then the 60s. Nothing was funny in the 60s. Okay, the Smothers Brothers, but that's it. Then the 70s brought a comedy renaissance, anorexic women and short Jewish men, silly, pointless jokes on Saturday night by smug, leering, emotional basket cases whose only claim to a sense of humor was their audacity, boldness, and willingness to see just how much they can sneak by censorship without getting thrown into FCC prison. Well, I'm sorry, my friends, but humor is a one-way ticket to Palookaville. Music is where it's at. I saw a performance piece last night. Fantastic, wonderful piece. Used a unique laser recording system with digital playback. Tapes of laundromats and trucks starting. Tapes of troubled teenagers confessing to crimes committed before they were even born. All in quadraphonic, one-inch video. While the tapes played, seven naked women on bicycles wheeled slowly around the performance space. Halfway through it, one of the 12 people in the audience began howling with laughter and ran out of the space, his laughter echoing behind him. Now, I don't know if that was part of the artist's concept or whether it was nervous laughter by some poor sap who can't get behind the new aesthetics, but I do know this. Some people laugh at conceptual art. Some people laugh at accidents. Me, I haven't laughed since 1972. Laughter takes too much time from thinking. Laughter takes too much time. Look, I gotta go.
There are many waves in the currents of culture. Catch them with Ian Scholes. It's all rock and roll to him.